The funerals have been taking place this lunchtime of a brother and sister who were among three people killed in a crash in County Tyrone last week. Dan and Christine McCain will be buried after the joint requiem service at the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Strabane. They died alongside their aunt, Julia McSorley, when the minibus they were travelling in was in a crash with a lorry near Auchnacloy last Thursday. Her funeral took place in Newton Stewart yesterday. Father Declan Boland spoke about how much Dan and Christine McCain were loved and would be missed by their family and friends.
You would hear Dan McCain before you would see him. He was big, big-hearted. A hard-working man who reared his two girls, which was a great credit to him. Lorry driving was in his blood. He knew every part of England. He didn't need a sat nav. And he helped William not to get lost. Lorry driving and taxiing were his life. Lovely to see the lorries out there and the klaxon going as the remains came in. A beautiful gesture. He just lived for Cara and Niamh. He would have gone that extra mile for anyone. Christine was small, but by gum, she was mighty. Slight in stature, big in heart. She had a great laugh. She was no pushover. One look said everything. She was a pocket rocket. Her home, her wonderful children, and latterly her beautiful grandchildren, they were everything to Christine, and I mean everything. She just lived for them. As long as they were all happy and okay, she was happy. She just adored Nicole, Gary, and Danny.
That's Father Declan Boland. Conor McCauley's with us now, our Northern correspondent. He's in Strabane. Conor, remind us, what happened last Thursday?
Well, I think we've got a real picture of Dan and Christine there from those clips that you chose, Father Declan Boland, and then the Requiem Mass is just coming to a close here, and the mourners are starting to make their way out of the church here. Dan and Christine McCain were part of a family group of seven who were travelling back from a funeral in England last Thursday. Their minivan was in collision with a lorry on the A5 near the border at Auchnacloy just after 7 a.m. Dan and Christine were killed along with their aunt, Julia McSorley. Now, her funeral took place yesterday. Four other members of that family were injured. Two of them are still in hospital. Ms. McSorley's funeral, as I say, took place yesterday. And today, a lone piper led the cortege for Dan and Christine as they were borne side by side to the Church of the Immaculate Conception in Strabane for their joint requiem.
And the funeral taking place this lunchtime, Conor?
Yeah, a large crowd here at the moment, some fairly poignant scenes. Dan McCain had been a lorry driver in England, as you heard there in those clips. He'd been doing that for years. He was very well versed with the geography of England, knew everywhere. Didn't need a sat nav, that was what was said about him. A number of lorries were parked at the church gates. As the cortege arrived, it paused, and then those lorry drivers sounded their horns in tribute. Members of Niamh Owen GA Club from Newton Stewart and Rafoe Boxing Club from the other side of the border provided a guard of honour. Both of those clubs have close links to the victims. President Higgins was represented here by his aide-de-camp, Commandant Brian Walsh, who had brought a message of condolence. And Father Declan Boland thanked the President for sending that message. He also thanked the people for attending, saying the families had appreciated their support, their physical presence and their support at this very difficult time. And the irony, of course, was, as he said, that the McCain family had themselves been providing that support for relatives in England and were returning when this tragedy unfolded. He said, "A journey of support ended in utter disaster. We're stunned, we're speechless. Our grief is total, our wound is open." There was also a plea for people to live in the moment, to set down their electronic devices and enjoy the people around them. Father Boland told mourners here, "Social media has nothing to offer. Technology," he said, "it doesn't have a soul. A laptop can't give you a hug when you're brokenhearted," as many people, of course, now are here. You might be able to hear just the church bells ringing. That's as the two coffins being brought out of the chapel. And after the Mass is over, the burial will take place in the adjacent graveyard here in Strabane.
Conor, thank you. That's our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley, in Strabane today.